Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle, the show that connects your brain to your brawn. And today is July 6, 2014, and Motivation and Muscle is brought to you by Fiorello Barbell Company here in upstate New York, where we don't try, we succeed. Today's show, I wanted to do a short show about basically the birth of this country, the Declaration of Independence. Of course, it was just 4th of July. And what a magnificent country you live in, which gives you the ability basically to do anything you want, to get a second chance, to be everything you've ever dreamed of or you can imagine. I mean, what better place could you ever be? The other day when we were talking on the show, I said to Rob Regish, who's on the show a couple times a week, I was like, Rob, where could we be sitting now Skyping one another and not even have to worry about anything? You know, we're sitting here talking to one another. There's nobody throwing us out, kicking us out, telling us we can't do it. The liberties and freedoms we got are incredible. So the main theme of today is going to be two things. Number one, what are you made of? You know, that's a question we should all be asking one another. And this connects in a big way, and I will connect it for you, to the late Louis Zamperini. In case you don't know anything about Mr. Zamperini, you talk about an American hero, war survivor. He died the other day. He was 97 years old. And Mr. Zamperini, if you don't know anything about his story, one thing I can tell you, which I am going to order the book for sure, there was a biography in 2010 by Laura Hildebrand. It was called Unbroken. And this is a World War II story, this is how she put it, of survival, resilience, and redemption. And it became number one on the bestseller list in the New York Times. There is a rendition of a movie coming out later this year. I believe it's around December. And I believe Angelina Jolie is directing it. But I'm not 100% sure of that. I'm sure you can find that out, you know, if you go out and Google her. Or possibly if you do something with Mr. Zamperini. But, you know, the amazing thing was, here's a guy with a group of men, and I'll read this to you exactly what it was, because I don't even want to abbreviate anything with this because it's so important. He basically was in the Army Air Corps, and he was a bombardier, they call him, in a B-24 that was flying a rescue mission on May 27th, 1943, when the plane he was in, called the Green Hornet, malfunctioned and fell into the sea. So basically, there's three men, I believe. I'm going to read this off to you. They were sharing a life raft. So it was Mr. Zamperini and his second lieutenant, Russell Phillips, and tail gunner, Francis McNamara. Now, these men were out for 47 days. Just think about how they were fighting hunger, heat. They said the sharks were incredible around there. They said there was a great white that was twice the size of their raft that encircled it for 2 days straight. And they knew that that shark knew they were in there, and they were sure it was taunting them. He said the scariest thing was at night when the shark would bump their raft. Now, that's got to be pretty unnerving day after day like that. And basically, these men subsisted on rainwater and a few fish they could catch. Unfortunately, I do believe Sergeant McNamara, he did die after 33 days, and they said a few prayers and, you know, tossed him in the sea. Then, finally, these guys get to the shore, and guess what? They're captured by the Japanese. And you talk about suffering and brutality. and I believe this went on for a couple years. I'm looking here at the article, but I don't see maybe as we go down. But the thing was, as Mr. Zamperini said, he could take anything they dished out to him. And he said the beatings and physical punishment were just relentless. But the main thing was they tried to destroy his dignity and make him a non-entity. And he said that was the hardest thing to bear. But here's where how you mold yourself, how you're made. And once again, we bring in the whole lifting, training properties of how vital and important these things are to your life. And that's one of the things Mr. Zamperini said, that if it wasn't for his athletic training, he would never have been able to withstand any of the torment that he was getting. And the self-discipline. See, when you discipline yourself to succeed, especially as an athlete, and you build confidence in yourself, usually no matter what you're faced with, you can deal with it. And you learn that you don't give up. And I can tell you that from experience with the last 23 months of building this business, losing a job, the whole thing. You get to a point in your life where when something is this important to you and your survival, you're not going to give in. It doesn't matter. The only thing that's going to finish you is an act of God. So there are so many lessons to be learned here. And the thing, you know, that really stuck in my mind when I read this article was this man had, he could have given up. I mean, if he really wanted to, he could have jumped out of that raft. The sharks would have taken care of him in about 5 seconds. But he chose not to. He chose to live, to go on, to mold himself, to make him even a better man than he was. And, you know, I believe I'm looking now down the article, and in 1945, Mr. Zamperini was liberated with a lot of, you know, they said with hundreds of prisoners. You know, he was in pretty bad shape, too. But he got back here and came home. The thing that really brought him back to life, because he was very bitter about what happened to him. Especially when he, you know, the ordeals at the sea and as a prisoner. I've been listening to a radio show before I even came up and recorded this podcast. He fell into alcoholism very badly, and his wife became divorced. But his wife stuck by him, and they were married for over 54 years. And the thing that really straightened his life out was his wife got him to hear a sermon by Billy Graham. That changed his whole life. And he did return to Japan as a missionary, and he did run a leg, they said, of the Olympic torch relay in the 1998 Winter Games in Nagano. So when you see the adversity some people go through, and, you know, just think about what they came up against every day. Just think of yourself, 47 days out in a raft with great white sharks all over you. That would unnerve most people to a point where probably their heart would blow out of them. But this is what molding yourself does. It's not 100%. It's going to save your life every time, but boy, you got a hell of a shot. And no matter what happens, you have a shot of becoming resilient again. Being able to withstand anything thrown at you. Man, you know how I've heard recordings of this gentleman, you know, saying, you know, I was an athlete, you know. He was an awesome boxer too, by the way. And then his brother got him involved in track because they felt that He tried to even the score too many times, but he was a bona fide athlete. And to hear him say, look at me, I'm just wasted away. I was an athlete at one time, you know, and this guy was just skin and bones. But Thank God he was an athlete, because he never would have survived any of that ordeal. So, like in all things in life, there are trade-offs. You know, there are things that at that moment you don't understand, and you're like, I don't know what to do here. How am I going to go on? And we all have this resilience in us, and believe me, you all do. You could be sitting there right now shaking your head, but you do. The point is, you have to find it, no matter what it takes. And you'll be a hell of a lot happier in your life, and you'll be a hell of a lot more successful in your life. And that's why you've got to learn to see what you're made of. There's going to come a point that you are going to be tested. I can tell you that firsthand. And I can tell you, every time I go out and lift weights or lift stones, you're constantly tested. And I think that's a good thing. I think that builds super optimism. I mean, to be in an ordeal like that, Mr. Zamperini had to have an optimistic attitude far and beyond anything we've probably ever experienced. Because let's face it, when you're optimistic, no matter if the world's falling down around you, and you can still find something in that whole mess, and you can convey that to anybody you know, groups of people you know what? Those people are all going to want to hang around with you. They're all going to want to learn from you. And you know, then you influence them, and they can go out and help hundreds of other people. So when you're faced with a situation, hark back to what you're made of. You know, you should all be asking yourselves right now the biggest question of all: what am I made of? If something happens, how am I going to handle it? Am I going to just, oh, woe is me, you know, I never get a break? Or am I going to say, you know what, I don't understand this right now, but I'm going after this. I'm not going to let this take me. These are the things that end up creating a success that is unstoppable. And when you see these people out there that are so successful, whether you want to look at an athlete, a speaker, a business owner, an internet marketer, we can go on and on the list. Anybody that is truthful with you, they're going to tell you this: I took little pieces and built upon the little pieces. It's almost like taking a bite out of an apple. You bite a little piece, you bite another, you bite another, and the next thing you know, you're right down to the core and seeds. That's how it's done. There's no quick fixes. There's nothing that's just going to happen overnight, not unless you're the most incredibly lucky person in the world. But to be really good and to be made, you got to come up through the, you know, it's like you got to keep tunneling. Tunnel. You're going to get stopped. You're going to have to break through it. You know, it's just like the miner that, you know, it heard, oh, there's a load of gold here in this big mine, this big shaft you're going into. And you got guys with you, and they're all enthusiastic. We're all going to be rich. Well, at the end, there might be one guy that really believes they're going to be rich, and he'll stay there to the very end, and he'll hit that one vein in that mind, and the next thing you know, it's just glowing with gold. There's a shine off those big rocks. And you know what it was? It was because he was made. He believed in what he did. He believed in himself. And he did everything he could to get to where he had to get. And you know something? You know, as we found out with Mr. Zamperini, sometimes to get to where you got to get, it's not real easy. I mean, you know, how'd you like to face sharks and be getting beaten every day and told you're no good? And you know something? You don't even have to be a POW. How many people in this country are treated like that by their own family? Their friends. Who would do that to you? Who would turn their back on you like that and tell you you're worthless? And you know something? By making yourself, by being made, when people do those things to you, they're not going to get through to you. And if they do, it's not going to last. And those are the ones that are closest to you, whether it's a mother, a father, a brother, a sister, cousins, brother-in-laws, whoever that is. Maybe momentarily you're like hurt. You're like in a little bit of shock. But when you're made, you can't be stopped. And that's the thing people start seeing in you because of the confidence, the level of confidence you have, the ability to achieve, the ability to succeed. That's what we all need. And we need to always be vigilant about it. Don't let anyone ever tell you that you're worthless, because everyone has worth. Everyone has a talent, a skill, an ability. A lot of us just haven't had the chance to, unfortunately, have something happen where we've got to go through it. But you know what? It's not all bad. And if you take advantage of what you have become, what you have done in your life to change your life, what's going to be bad about it anymore? You can take the worst situation and you can become whatever you want with it. And there's no doubt about it. I mean, the human spirit, even when you see these great stories of like Louis Zamperini, do you realize how much power we have in our body, in our mind? We have abilities we don't even know because we don't even try to tap into them. So the next time you're facing a situation, no matter what it is, think of what you're made of. And if you're not sure of what you're made of, go out and find it. You know, before something really happens, it'd be a good time to go out and test yourself. No matter what you want to do, think of a goal you want to achieve. Think of something that you want to do. Maybe you want to lose some weight. You know, maybe you want to do something like that. Remember, little bites. Little bites. Little bites equal big bites. Equal, you know, when you get big bites off things, that equals goals. Goals equal confidence. Confidence makes you. That tells you what you're made of. So I want to leave you with this. Go out and find out what you're made of. Think about Louis Zamperini. And we'll be talking to you during the week. Don't forget, we got Roger Lapointe on Tuesday from Atomic Athletic. We've got Coach Rob Regish from the Blueprint Power Hour and the Blueprint Army on Thursday and Friday. We're going to have Brooks Kubik on next week. And we're lining other people up that we really want on this show. So today, like I said, is Sunday. You know, have a great day. Tomorrow we are going to put the podcast out from Friday of Rob and I speaking about body weight exercises, and we got into a little bit of free weight stuff too. I want to tell you right now, we are out on Stitcher and we are on iTunes, and you can get a hold of us at www.fiorellabarbellco.com. You can get a hold of me at fiorellabarbell@nicap.rr.com. We are Motivation Muscle, the show that connects your brain to your brawn. Give it, you know, we want to hear from you. You can hear from, you can get a hold of me on Twitter at Fiorello Eric. That's FIORILLOERIC. We're thinking about doing a roundtable on Fridays, possibly. We would like to get anyone that wants to get involved here. We'd love to talk to you. You know, you can bring your knowledge forward. We'll see if you're a fit for the show. Who knows? Down the road, you might have your own show. So tell everybody you know about us. The apps are out there. You know, get us on your phone, your iPhones. And, you know, listen up. We're going to have a lot more great shows down the road. So have a good day, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.